This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 21st. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a movement that encourages people to get all of their Thanksgiving food this year from within 100 miles of their home. Also get a forecast for the upcoming holiday from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. The University of Illinois is getting low marks from an educational advocacy group that says the university's Urbana campus doesn't enroll enough minority students. The Educational Trust analyzed minority enrollment at the 50 flagship state universities and gave UIUC and six other universities a failing grade. None of the institutions got an A. 12.8% of students in the U of I's fall of 2004 freshman class were Black, Latino, or Native American, but those groups made up almost 27% of Illinois' graduating high school seniors in the previous spring. Chancellor Richard Herman, though, says the report didn't take some factors into account, including the fact that not all high school graduates go to college. A second medical facility has been proposed for the Clearview development site northwest of Champaign. Carle Foundation Hospital has filed a letter of intent with the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board to build a 36-bed rehabilitation hospital. It would be built near the crossing of I-74 and I-57 near Mattis Avenue and Bloomington Road. Urbana's other hospital, Provena Covenant, has already come out against another Clearview project, an outpatient surgery center planned by Christie Clinic. Carle spokeswoman Lynn Barnes says she hopes Provena will not oppose the proposed rehab facility as well.
Well, we did call them and let them know of our plans. We're hopeful that they see the value of having a local facility where the level of care can be offered that neither of us are currently able to provide in our current facilities. And so our goal is that all of our patients get the care that they need as close to home as possible. And they have not made it known to us any specific position that they have on the project.
A Provena spokeswoman says they won't have any comment on the plan until they see details. Both Carle and Provena currently operate rehabilitation units for patients recovering from strokes and spinal and head injuries, but Barnes says the new facility would provide a greater depth of care. Carle Hospital is planning the rehab center with St. Louis-based Sentier Healthcare, which specializes in such joint ventures with hospitals. With 3 days scheduled remaining in the fall veto session, Illinois lawmakers have a handful of proposals to consider in an attempt to block an anticipated electric rate hike. The only one to have seen legislative action so far would extend the rate freeze for at least another 3 years. That plan passed a House committee last week. Urbana Democrat Naomi Jacobson is on a long list of co-sponsors.
People are telling me that they're really afraid they won't be able to stay in their homes. Senior citizens, people on fixed incomes, people of low income, and they're very, very worried about this. I believe that we really do need to work and make sure that we have competition and that in the meantime the consumers are protected.
Jacobson disputes claims from Ameren and ComEd that not letting rates go up between 22% and 50% in January could drive them into bankruptcy. She says both are still making hefty profits. Danville Republican Bill Black is calling for his own bill that would place a cap on rate increases that would give the utilities some of the increase they're seeking. He wants to pass rate hikes of 10% next year and 11% in 2008. Legislators will wrap up their fall session with 3 days in Springfield next week. State lawmakers, judges, and other officials are in line for a double-digit pay bump, but some state employees haven't seen their paychecks go up in years. Amanda Vinicky reports on a proposal to give those workers a raise.
As a representative for the Springfield area, Rich Brower says he's long received complaints that salaries for non-union state workers have stayed stagnant since 2003. But Brower says he's gotten an earful since Illinois legislators voted themselves a raise.
It's across the board. There's some that's very irate, and there's some that's, you know, very logical, but still very upset.
Lawmakers have also gone a few years without raises, but they're set to receive one this year, sizable enough to make up for it. Brower and another Springfield area Republican are introducing a proposal that would give the non-union state workers a 3% raise. Brower says it's needed as inflation has gone up and in order to attract and retain good people. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama says he does not support calls to reinstate the draft. Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York is pitching that idea, but Obama says a draft is unnecessary.
We have worked beyond capacity as a consequence of bad decisions. And if we start making better foreign policy decisions, and if the civilian government has a national security strategy that makes sense, then I think a all-volunteer force is adequate.
House Democrats have also rebuffed Rangel's call for a draft. Yesterday, Senator Obama delivered a policy speech where he outlined his latest positions on the war. He's pushing Michigan Senator Carl Levin's plan to begin withdrawing U.S. troops within 4 to 6 months. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Thanksgiving is about family, friends, and ridiculous amounts of food. But the food we buy can have a big impact on the environment, and a lot more people are starting to look for local ingredients to put in their meals. One movement encourages people to get all of their food from within 100 miles of their home. Dustin Dwyer of the Environment Report tried to find out how practical that could be for his Thanksgiving feast.
I like to look at labels on my food. I don't care so much about the nutritional info. I just want to know where it came from. But there's a problem with that. Even if I know where something is packaged, I still have no idea where the actual ingredients come from. I mean, where the heck do they make partially hydrogenated soybean oil? I have no idea. And so for one meal, for the most important meal of the year, I decided to try to get all of my food and all the ingredients in my food from within 100 miles of my apartment in Southeast Michigan. If you're impressed by my ingenious and creative idea, don't be. I stole it from someone else. Elisa Smith and her partner James McKinnon were on a 100-mile diet for a year, and they're writing a book about it. I called up Elisa for some help. So my wife and I are going to do the 100-mile Thanksgiving.
Oh, great.
And so I want to ask some advice.
Well, for doing a single meal, you picked a very good time to do it because it's the Harvest Bounty, so that makes life a lot easier.
I'm thinking excellent. This could be a piece of cake. But I'm worried about a few tough ingredients, such as salt. Elisa says salt is a problem for a lot of people.
But I think in the end, you probably will find that salt isn't available, and not being able to go out and make it yourself, you might just say, okay, well, salt is going to be an exception for us.
Okay, fine. But I still wanted to make as few exceptions as possible. I gotta have a challenge here somehow. That said, our menu would be simple. Just turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. Turkey turned out to be easy.
Really? Real Purdy's Turkey Farm.
Christine Rapurdy has been living on her family's turkey farm in suburban Detroit all her life. Farms like this one are getting crowded out more and more by suburban sprawl. There's even a brand new subdivision next door to Christine's place. There have been offers for her land, too.
Yeah, but I don't want to go anywhere. I like the farm, and I like raising my turkeys. And
I like knowing that Christine actually enjoys this and cares about it. It made me feel good, and that's important because I was also paying a lot more for her turkey than the store-bought stuff. Anyway, I was flying high, and things were going really well. My list of exceptions was firming up, and it was mostly spices, salt plus all the spices for the pumpkin pie. Then, while I was bragging at work about how I'd be able to get almost everything but salt for my local dinner, someone reminded me that there are actually salt mines under the city of Detroit. Like a good journalist, I looked into it, and ended up on the most absurd shopping trip of my life.
Okay, I'm headed over the Ambassador Bridge, going from Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. They do have salt mines in Detroit, but they don't sell that salt as food salt in the U.S. They only sell road salt. So in order to get food salt that's made within 100 miles of my house, I have to go to Canada.
Because of some trade regulation I don't understand, table salt from this mine can't be commercially shipped into the U.S. So I ended up in a city I barely know, looking for a grocery store. I went into the first and then the second without finding the right brand of salt. Then, an hour or so later, in the third store.
Finally. Windsor salt.
So, I wasted a lot of fuel putting this dinner together. It's probably still an improvement over what the Sierra Club says is an average 2,000 miles of driving that goes into each ingredient for my usual dinner. But here's the thing. If all this local stuff is available, I think I should be able to get it at the grocery store down the street. I should probably let them know that. And let them know I'm willing to pay more for it. I mean, that's better than driving to Canada for salt, anyway. But making that happen would take a lot more effort, a lot more voting with my pocketbook, and a lot more than just checking labels. For the Environment Report, I'm Dustin Dwyer.
The Environment Report is a production of Michigan Radio. Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can learn more about Environment Report stories and subscribe to weekly podcasts at environmentreport.org.
On weather forecasting, shorter is often better, and our meteorologist Ed Kieser has a rather short weather forecast for the rest of the week through the Thanksgiving holiday. For today, across Illinois and Indiana, in the north, partly sunny, elsewhere mostly sunny, the highs ranging from 48 in northeast Indiana to 58 in southwestern Illinois. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, the lows ranging from 25 in eastern Indiana to 35 in west central Illinois. And for tomorrow, again, mostly sunny, the highs ranging from 54 in northern and eastern Indiana to 62 in southwest Illinois, and sunshine in the forecast for Thanksgiving Day through Saturday. Temperatures on Thanksgiving will range from the 50s in the north and east to the 60s in the southwest. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, WILL.UIUC.EDU. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.